at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I am visiting with Sarah Bonenkamp. And first of all, Sarah, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you're doing for ANCW.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the opportunity to share. I am from the Denver area, and I work for the American National Cattlewomen, and I manage two beef checkoff funded programs. I've got the National Beef Ambassador Program and then the Telling the Beef Story Program. And so with these, we are all about getting the story out to youth, getting the story out to consumers that it's okay to eat beef, that it's safe, it's nutritious, that we take care of the environment, and that it's a wonderful part of your diet.
Yes, absolutely. We at our company very much support the Beef Ambassadors and love that program. Speaking of them, how would you describe this year's team and some of the activities that you've been involved with them?
This year's team is the cream of the crop of the next generation of the beef industry, and they've been to events such as the Boston Marathon, the Washington Food and Wine Expo. They're going to be headed to the Rock and Roll Marathon in Philadelphia. So they go to a lot of consumer-driven events where we're talking to vegans, perhaps, that say, whoa, I don't know about beef, tell me more. Or we are talking to kids who are saying, gosh, you know, I've been reading these things online that say that cattle production is inhumane, and so it gives us such a wonderful platform to youth share the story, because they're going to listen to a friend that looks like them and that is in their area much more than they're going to listen to an ad on TV, to their parents, to somebody else. And so it's just a great way to connect with consumers and with youth.
And now you have the Beef Ambassador blog, which allows your team to write their own personal stories in a place that it's a nice little archive for those stories. Easy to search and find for people who might be looking for that kind of information.
You bet. Our kids blog on a weekly basis, and they blog on anything from here's what's happening on the ranch today, to here's a wonderful recipe that you can try out that's easy, convenient, to here's what's really happening with the things that I'm hearing with my peers, the things that I know are happening with the cattle industry. It's just really diverse, and so if you're interested in any aspect of the beef industry, you can find something there.
But we'll direct people to beefambassador.com, which is where they will find it. As you look at this meeting here, I know that this meeting in large part is looking to the next year. There are authorization requests going in. That applies to, since you're a checkoff-funded program, to what you're doing. So should I assume you've got some ARs in submission right now?
Absolutely. Tomorrow we're going to be sharing our vision for what 2012 will hold, and we've got a lot of neat things on tap. We're going to continue the success with the National Beef Ambassadors and really engage them further with social media, getting them on college campuses to tell the story to youth and to just do more. We also have the National Beef Speakers Bureau, which is a fantastic program where we're leveraging volunteer cattlewomen to go into organizations like the Boys and Girls Clubs, working with the Junior League and their Kids in the Kitchen program, and even just going to Rotary groups and Lions and sharing the story. So we'll continue that. We will also be telling the youth beef story at various events. And then next year, we'd like to do some online beef telling with Twitter parties. We'd also like to have some Ask a Cattlewoman, Ask a Mother webinar, because we know that there are women who would like to know, but they can't go to one of our events. And so we're going to be offering some alternative ways to tell the beef story. And then we're also going to be putting together some toolkits to make it easy for our grassroots folks out there to tell the story. So maybe they want to have a farm day. We'd like to deliver a package that allows them to know exactly what they're going to need to prepare, what to do during the event, and what to do after the event. So we've got a consistent message, a professional message, and an engaging message.
Well, best of luck as you go through the approval process here, and that, of course, all dependent on the budget and the final decisions of the operating committee, and so it goes. But that's the process we work through. Well, thank you very much, Sarah. It's so nice to meet you and be able to talk to you here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.